Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design, the Dr. C podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, or simply Dr. C. Tune in every 2 to 5 weeks, every Monday, as we explore the unique journeys of entrepreneurs. Our podcast sheds light on the paths entrepreneurs have taken in their respective industries. Each episode, we dive into the stories of entrepreneurs, their challenges, triumphs, and the insights gained along their journey. We believe in the power of innovation, resilience, and the entrepreneurial spirit that drives success. Together, we'll learn from a diverse array of entrepreneurs united by their passion for making a difference. Now is the time to unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship. Now is the time to be inspired, to learn, and to craft your own path to success. Join me, Dr. C, as we embark on this journey together.
There are areas in the face that indicate assets. This here, your earlobe, is your money bags.
Yes.
So supposedly the bigger the earlobe, the more abundant that you are. This is why Buddha has that.
Have you ever wondered how a Chinese face reading could reveal the secrets of your soul? Join us as Tui reveals the mysteries behind this ancient practice and shares how it can illuminate your path to authenticity. Dive into different elements based on your year you're in, because let's face it, every year brings its own unique vibe. Tui spills the cosmetic beans on what your year might have in store for you. Thank you so much for being here today, Tui. Can't wait to dive in.
Well, it's an honor for me to be here with you, and I want to have everyone just relax first and just let's get centered before we kind of start all that, if that's okay. And so
yes,
the most fun and transformative session, and also whoever hears this is supposed to be, and that they get the answers that they have been seeking, and that actually the answers just flow to them easily. Is that good?
All that right, sounds cool. Beautiful.
Awesome. So let's put one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly. And this will, getting centered will help us get grounded. And I don't know about you, but all the stuff and just after the holidays, it's been really hard to ground. So let's just take a deep breath in, 2, and then exhaling 4 out of our mouth. So breathe in deeply. Exhale slowly. And allowing for that stillness to be within you. And then just smile, because it stands for Start My Internal Love Engine. Breathe in 2. Exhale 4. And allowing for that stillness to be within you. And this time when you breathe in through your heart, breathe in 2. Exhale 4 out of your heart. And allowing for that stillness to be within you. Recently, I just came on this little shift where I want to do business and life with more heart and healing instead of hustle. And so it's just nice to slow everything down and just get centered with our heart. Smile. Start that internal love engine. And now relax. You can open your eyes whenever you're ready.
I feel so much more grounded.
Yeah, get heart-centered. And when you do, you just get grounded. Where the very grounded, gotta get grounded. So we're just gonna shift all of that and then give you some new perspective and new lens, and also to see things through the eyes of energy and beauty. And so going back to your question of how I got started, well, at a very young age, I was always geared towards like the ethereal, the esoteric, you know, and there was just something else in me that I couldn't quite explain it. I had a hard time with feelings and words because of my cultural upbringing. A lot of people will be sensitive to either like their environment or like emotions, or they just feel like a deeper knowing, they don't know it. And that's because of the way that they are born in regards to the Chinese elements. Okay, so some elements will be more dominant than others, but that is kind of the programming that you are. And it actually, life steers you in that way. It's just sometimes we forget our original selves. And so I was always very sensitive to these things. Like at the age of 8 or 9, I would know if things were going to change, but I needed to change. And so that would move furniture. Because I am a physical empath, where my environment really affects me. And then going through life, after I got what was diagnosed as ulcerative colitis, it made my body really sensitive. And every single time I had a breakdown, I actually had a breakthrough, because then some kind of gift was installed with that sensitivity. And so then I found a face reading, because I wanted to help diagnose my health. But in Chinese medicine, I knew that whenever red showed up on my face, it was inflammation, especially around this area here. And then if it's green, it could be toxicity. If it's like a deeper purple, then it could be like something that's like in for a long time. And so although this is a form of diagnosis type, but it's not a diagnosis, it's just something for you to be aware of. It can help heal so many ways in regards to the emotional, the spiritual, which then impacts the physical. And it's been about like 8 to 10 years now that I've had it. I lose track of time now, because it's all like blended in together.
It all blends together, absolutely. Especially when you are working in the arena of Chinese medicine and understanding just how we function based off our facial features. But I'm really curious, what is Chinese face reading? So if people who have no idea what we're talking about, if you can explain it a little bit and how you utilize it.
Yeah, of course. So your face is like a roadmap of where you've been, your possibilities, and also your superpowers and your challenges. And your challenges are actually there so that you can develop for your superpowers, okay? And so it's just like if we were to take a road trip from like New York to California, there's, you know, like maybe 5 main paths that you can go. And then all those 5 main paths have like little things that you can detour and such, you know, and like go side and like take it longer or shorter, you know. And so that's what your face is. And it shows me patterns that run your life in regards to emotions. Because when we make motions like this, you know, that's repeated. And then it has like the lines that form. And so those lines are where I know feelings that. And there are no bad feelings, there's just stuck feelings. Okay. And so those lines show me how much you lived. And lines like right here on your eyes that people call crow's feet are actually joy lines. It shows me how much joy that you had, because you had to smile a lot, and how hard you smile perhaps, you know. And then these lines here are called purpose lines. And so this shows me that not you've done, you found what you're going to do for the rest of your life, but you know your essence, you know your element, you know your beingness, so that you can pick the right things as they show up in your life. And you can sometimes make a total career shift, you know, but you know who you are because you're ready for that change. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, so instead of reading the palms, I read your face, and your face is the most present indicator of where you're at from like the past to the present, and you can change everything in the present. You know, so right now my face is a little bit more round. So there's a couple of things that could be happening. One is I'm retaining water because I need more salt. Just the plain physicality of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Two is that I have more joy right now. Last year at this time, my face was very, it was also puffy last year, but that was because of steroids. Okay. Because of my diagnosis with colitis, I was in a really bad flare. But this year though, the roundness is because of joy, because I'm eating so much more. I can eat a lot more. And so, you know, I know that can change. So I have no guilt about this year's eating. And I know what to do to like bring myself back to normal in the form of digestion. And so this is my joy. So the roundness is joy. And it's also the earth element, in which earth is about abundance. And it's also about receiving. Receiving is a huge one. Okay. And also about giving. Okay. So I'm like, oh, my face is plump. And in the old days, I would be like, oh my God, I'm getting fat, you know, and I would torture myself. Like, I go on a diet, blah, 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 and like,
yeah.
Now I'm like, it's my joy. I bless it. And so, yeah. And so you're more accepting of it. And then you don't care.
Yeah.
You just care, you know, and so then you live. And then it just falls off. And then somehow or another, it just, that's where we're like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to enjoy that joy. I'm going to be present right now. And then I can always go back later and find that state of harmony. And I like to say more harmony, because balance is BS. And balance, it changes. And as soon as you're balanced or feel like you're balanced, you're not bad at balance. Yeah, so I'm really shifting that idea. And I love harmony, because harmony is like a flow, like music, you know, there's like pauses and then there's parts that's fast, it's melodic, and it's whatever melody that you choose. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so the other part, because there's always a few things that I consider in regards to the features of the face. Mm-hmm. So the other part is maybe some stuck energy, you know, where I can be stuck, and where is it stuck at? And so it's like a lot right here. And the other day, when I was driving, all of a sudden I was felt all this yawning that had to come through, and like I had to move my jaw, and because there was stuck energy in my jaw. So jaw is your place of passion and judgments and comparisons. I'm like, oh, what am I comparing? What am I judging? What do I need to let go of then? And so I just kind of moved it around. So sometimes I'll just sit now, and I just move my jaw. So it doesn't. It's very fun too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this feature. You know, what is this about? And if you really want to know, what makes you angry or a pattern, the simplest thing is to get tape and put tape on the wrinkle areas that you're concerned of, and ask, what is this trying to tell me? And then take notice of when you make a movement there. You know, it's these lines here, there's sometimes a straight line, sometimes there's furrow lines. So the straight line is a hanging dagger, and it's a bigger one, it's a hanging sword. And this is the father's blessing area. Now these two lines, I call them the WTF lines, because when I'm angry, I go like this, right? I'm concentrating, right? And so WTF, right? And so when I put tape there, what is this feeling? Why am I either upset or angry or fussed? What am I frustrated with? And then I examine that. I interrogate that. And then I choose, am I going to let this run my life? Is the energy that I'm putting into this worth it? Does this energy bring me joy? Or is it bringing me passion so I can find a solution for it? Am I being obsessive about it? And then I give myself more grace.
Mm-hmm.
All of us need to give ourselves more grace and kindness, and then we can choose, and then we can come back to a state of harmony and not judge it as good or bad. I'm kind of passionate about that. When did maybe this start? But don't go into overanalyzing it, because then you can forever, you know, but just take notice of it and be the observer, take yourself out of it, and then, I do this.
Yeah.
And then I'm glad about it. I've done this a lot. Mm-hmm. I've done this this and that. I think I'm ready to be done with this now.
Yeah.
You know? And so in that way, it's very healing. And in that way, it's very forgiving. And it's a better form, I think, of doing the work, but in a playful way. Because healing has to be a combination of depth and play. If it's deep all the time, it is so overwhelming and exhausting.
Exactly.
And people always get what they want, right? Because if they're in play. And life is supposed to be joy and play when you solve problems. And you can't solve a problem with the mind that created it, you know, but you can be aware of it, and only through awareness can you shift.
Mm.
Okay. So let me babble.
No, this is so good, because it really is that element of play and the depth, because if you're only in that depth mindset, it will be very overwhelming, very detrimental to you actually seeing a solution or having the forgiveness and compassion towards yourself, because a lot of times we can think in certain ways. But I love that you said, just take yourself out of it, observe it, see what's going on. Don't judge it, but remain curious. And that's what I'm hearing. We're curious of, okay, well, why am I judging this? Or why am I comparing? Or why am I doing all these things when you're focused on all the problems versus let's find a solution, or let's let it go and just remove that energy, because that can be really overwhelming and heavy to carry if you are having all that judgment and you can just release it. But I love what you said with the face and being able to just move it around and where that energy might be stuck. It's not bad feelings, but it's more of stuck energy and stuck feelings and how to remove that. But I want to go back to what you said about the elements, because I know every year there's a different element that we go through, and you did a Chinese face reading on me because I was like, I got to experience this. But I'm curious, what are those elements so people listening can know maybe where they're at? Obviously, it'll be a little bit different because you're not reading their exact face, but if you could just kind of explain those a little bit.
Okay. So I'll try to give a really quick one of this, because I don't want to go into the jargon of it. But so there's five elements, and it's in a circle, because everything is circular, all right? And so the bottom would be water, okay? And then it would be wood, And there's two types of wood, yin and yang, or yin and yang, depending how you want to say it. So like feminine and masculine. And there's two types of wood. There's like the aspen tree that grows straight up and the leaves and the branches are on top. And then there's bamboo. Okay, and so bamboo is strong as well, but it sways and it can move and the leaves are everywhere, right? Yeah. And so a wood is like the season of spring, it's growth, and it's like leadership skills, and also like how many thoughts you have at one time, and it's like you're taking action, okay? Because woods are all about growth. And then there's fire, okay? And that's a pure element. There's no yin and yang. Water's a pure element too. And then there's earth. Earth has three parts to it. Earth is probably the most complex, okay? And earth has the archetypes of like Kuan Yin, she who hears the cry of the world. And then there's like the mother, the labyrinth. And then there's the mountain, okay? And earth, it's all about the community and the tribe, doing things with others, like completing things. And it's also about growth as well, and abundance and service, okay? And giving. Huge one with earth element is about receiving as well. Okay, and then there is metal. And metal has two types as well, yin and yang, so feminine and masculine. And the archetypes are like king and queen, okay? And then it goes back again. So one feeds the other, and then also one controls the other. So like metal cuts the wood, right? Mm-hmm. You need water so that the wood can grow. And then when the wood grows, then you can have fire. Can you follow me? Yeah, so those are the five elements. And each element also have characteristics in the face that shows me how dominant that element is. So water tends to be amorphous, right? And then the features that that I look to see how strong it is the forehead, okay? Then there's also part of the forehead that's what's called a widow's peak, okay? And then there is also the philtrum, which is this area right here, and the chin area and the ears, okay? And then, so some of them, like if it's a figure, I'm like, ooh, they've got a lot of water there. And if it's a song, it doesn't mean that there's not a lot of water there. It's just how they will make decisions. And the years are also the childhood years of 0-13. And so I look at that to see where it plays with everything, right? Wood elements will have more straight lines. And so when I see an eyebrow that has more straight lines, I know that they make decisions more on logic. And some people will have more of a straight line on their forehead. Okay. And so the wood element area is also where the eyes are. And so it could be very intense or focused eyes. Because wood is all about doing something. Right. And so then roundness is the earth element. So like if the nose has like a little nubbin, it's round, or like the wider, you know, the cheeks right here, and then the padding on it. So roundness will indicate how important that is for me. So a person who has a lot of roundness is Oprah, right? She's got a lot of elements, okay? And then sharpness will be the metal elements, because they're very perfectionistic. Their face structure tends to be more square as well. Okay. And so it's more of a contraction. So if the nose is like really like thin and sharp, then I know that they have more perfectionist tendency, that they need to breathe more. Okay. Then there are areas in the face that will show me, it's like the eyes will tell me if they have like these big dreamy eyes, it would be the metal element, like you have a lot of metal in your eyes. Okay. Yep. So that's like just a little bit of it. So each year you're supposed to experience a theme in the flow of life. It's like the river of life. And so each year will have its years that it's going to be more dominant. So even if you have a lot of wood, but then you're in your earth year, the themes of earth will come up more for you, in which you need to perhaps heal yourself, give yourself more self-love, learn to receive a little bit more, practice a little bit more self a healthy selfishness, because earth tends to give so much and they don't take care of themselves and they get depleted, you know. And so I'm doing a lot of those readings right now because we're transitioning into the New Year's theme, where this year's ending, the next one's add up. And if you learn to ride the theme, the river of life, where like the first year is the water year. It's supposed to be doing the new dream. It's supposed to be slow. You're clearing out things. You're actually supposed to sleep more, and you may even feel more sleep, and like you feel lost in time. And such, and even though you're a metal, and I'm always on time, and just learning to relax, and like it's like the lazy river. But yeah. Some people that may have a hard time with this lazy river is like the wood people, because like, I gotta go, you know, this is not the pace I like. And then so they don't stop to see all the things on the side that they would have missed, the adventure. And wood is all about adventure, but it's a different kind of adventure, you know? So if they learn that, and like to relax a little bit more, to look at other people and like get the observation of people, collaborate with them, then their work will be better, their family will be better, they will dream more so they can have different dreams and solutions. And they're all solution oriented, but it's like to slow down so they can have that solution come to them and flow to them and have more luck then, you know? Every year, like I said, it's a theme with it where you're going to have some challenges. Every year has challenges, those are supposed to be there, and that's the obstacle is the way, and the challenge will make you better and stronger. Lead you the path and your solutions and the people. And it's all about the people.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that's a really good point you brought up, because a lot of times, I know me in particular, it's hard for me to just ride the wave, like, okay, yeah, I'll just go with the flow. And I know right now I'm going into my wood element, the growth year as well that we talked about. But I think part of when people can really look at it in life, especially in business, where sometimes it can be really challenging to ride the wave, or know that if you are in that first year, looking around, seeing what's around versus just tunnel vision of, I need to do this, I need to do that. And instead of just being and absorbing what's around you, because you will miss it. And that could be a big opportunity for you that you don't even know down the line, because you're just not focused in on what's in front of you, or I mean, what's around you instead of what's just right in front of you, and focusing on that. But I think that's a huge part of the elements and knowing. And I know that's based off our birth charts as well, based off of what year we're in and what element we are moving into, or the year. And part of just the elements, part of when you are reading somebody's face for business in particular, what are some of the productivity things that we can do to really grow our business while we're still maintaining, depending on what element in year we're in, but how can we go about that?
I love that question, because I grew up from a very entrepreneurial family. My grandmother in Vietnam had 21 businesses, and she didn't have any education at all. And my mom as well had several businesses, and I grew up in that environment. But before, it was like more superstitious, because Asians are always about like money, but like superstitious and luck and prosperity, you know? And so we would have like these blessings and stuff like that for our businesses. And a person like I had a storefront. My mom's always like, you know, first person who comes and sets the tone of your business. You know, so it's like, I have people who come into my store, and then they wouldn't buy anything. And it would happen with like these people who were at three stores down. It was like this place called iMart, and like the staff would just walk in. They would never buy anything. They'd look at, this is nice. I wouldn't have anyone else come in until like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, and sometimes not a sale at all. And so I would actually have to reset the place, where I have to like close down, walk out to my car, like, and then come back in and reopen again.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like understanding that part of it, and then also like how you are with your business, you know, whether it be online or a physical place, you can actually set a lot of energies to it and make it work with your energy and your element, so that you can have more luck in your business. Yeah. And then just knowing the flow of where you are and your personality type, then it'll really help with the staff that you have, or the help that you hire. Knowing your weaknesses, you hire someone that is more of your strength. So there's a lot of people that are really more sensitive than they realize, you know? And so like, you know, if you have other people that are like your husband, and then he has like crumbs on it, like you may be passive aggressive, and then it just affects your whole entire day, you know? Right. And so then your office is also very important. So sometimes I have them having things that are indicative of the environment that they're in right now. So like earth elements, for instance, I might recommend a plant, but a plant that's like more an herb. And so they can smell the dirt. Not weird, but something energetically is there for them, because that dirt means abundance. Not that it has to be like heavy fertilizer or anything like that.
Not going extreme.
like right now, like go get a rosemary plant from like Trader Joe's, you know, and then have that, because earth has to be very seasonal. They have to be present to the season and abundance of what's growing, you know, or having that by their bedside when they're sleeping. so that they can smell that when the first thing is seen, and like wood elements, what they see when they first wake up, and so like where their bed is, you know. And this is not feng shui, it's just energy, you know, that vision that they see. It shouldn't be a TV, and if it's a TV, I might even advise them as their energetic medicine to cover it with like a tapestry or a towel or like a silk cloth or whatever, or their vision board or something that brings them joy, that brings the emotion of how they're going to feel when they get there. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so smell is a very important part too, especially for the metal element. So I highly recommend essential oils then, you know, that diffusing, and essential oils can really raise the vibration in space, especially for the physical impact. But then like for the emotional impact, that will help them bring up their emotions too. And so now I'm like getting on another tangent.
No, I'm here for
it. I am a wood element. I'm a yin wood element, where I have a lot of thoughts at one time. The bamboo, a lot of pollution.
Right, and that's what it's about.
That, knowing that, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm getting a hit, or this is the time that I'm offering. So make sure that I write it all down, and then I'm able to filter and which decision will be best for me for my business this time of the year. You know, and I'm going into my metal year, which is reaping rewards, and theme is owning my power. And so because I know this, the colors that will be better for me will be like white, bronze, gold, because those are metal colors, you know. And so I will have my environment having more of that, especially in the rooms that I'm in with creation. Sleeping wise, I'll do something different, you know, because I'm a physical empath.
Yes. And yeah. I love that you talk about the space clearing and really focusing on what your room looks like, your office, your bedroom, all those facets, because I do think that energy, we carry it with us. If we're staring at a TV and it just like popped in my head, I'm like, we got to move our TV. But being able to have something that brings you joy immediately when you wake up or you're going to bed, just that immediate thought. So you're surrounded by joy and what's going to continue to foster that good, but the energy that's going to foster abundance and other things that you're wanting to bring into your life. And a TV can be joy, but most times it's not. I don't know. I don't want to like.
This is another fun thing with face reading. There are areas in the face that indicate assets. Okay, so your ears, this here, your earlobe, is your money bag.
Yes.
So supposedly the bigger the earlobe, the more abundant that you are. This is why Buddha has that. Now, just because you have a little one doesn't mean that.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Okay, there's other meanings, and maybe there'd be in other features. Like I told you, this part is also abundant. Okay.
Right.
So your earlobe is an asset area. This area right here is an asset area. Okay, and the padding on your cheek is also an asset area. So the amount of roundness or plumpness will indicate that for me. So people who have like a puffy eyelid right here, so sometimes they may not like that, but it actually has several. There's always three reasons for everything. This can mean they're good at real estate, okay? They're good at, and so something in their life will always have like in regards to real estate in their life. So they might sell doors, you know, or they may be a real estate agent, or but it has to do with real estate. Okay, this area right here and this area right here, and how big that is. And so when I was a little kid, walking to a store, they were like, oh, you really like money, huh? And I'm like, how do you know that? And I would actually be very lucky as long as I went in and I bought something. If I didn't buy anything, my mom told me I could never go into a store in the morning and not buy something. I get my best
business. Good problem to have.
Yeah, right? So I will know that that's their natural way of attracting abundance. I'm like, but abundance isn't just money, it's people or experiences. Okay. Now there's always two sides to it, where it could mean that they are stuck there, and so they are hoarders. And so then I will ask them about their environment. Is your place clean, or do you like store a lot of things and you hoard because you're afraid that you're gonna lose it, like if you don't have it? And so then that would be stuck energy, so then they don't have new money coming in when they're supposed to be very abundant and flowing. And so then I would suggest to them to clear things, and just as a law of energetics and abundance, when you give away one bag or one box, you will energetically flow in $1,000 in some way or somehow. A trip may be given to you. Things may be given to you. I gave last week some food and like I think one bag of something, just clearing as I go. A friend calls, hey, I have like 8 bags that I've been storing for you, been trying to get it to you, but I just keep forgetting, can I drop it off? And so then she just drops off like 8 boxes of things in which had books, was hooked on phonics things that I needed for Isabella, because like we're having a hard time with like some of her maybe learning disabilities, whatnot, a bunch of clothes, like a big box of shoes. Mm-hmm. And it just exploded in my house. And I was like, yes, cleared it. And so then we have a lot of things too. Remember, and you're feeling overwhelmed, there's a shift here. Overwhelm is an overabundance of what you ask for.
I love the reframe. And
I'm like, okay, Isabella can only wear this, and then otherwise I have to store this for 3 years until she fits into it, because she's so small. She's like smaller than a lot of kids anyways. And so I know things have to have life, you know, and it's happiest when it's serving its purpose. And so I'm like, something else will flow away. And so she just was able to like get like 3. Now I have another box I have to give away. So I'm already calling all my mommy friends. Are your kids size 11 to 13? Come pick it up. If not, I'm gonna give it away here. You know? Yeah. And so I will ask them, do you have a lot of things? Are you a hoarder?
Yeah.
And they are, and I think you need to release that so that luck comes in, abundance flows in for you. That's where you're stuck.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's fun. And we each session, even though sometimes they do like one session a year or like maybe depends on how much they're going through, you know. Sometimes they use it as like a form of therapy, and then it also really helps with any therapy that they're having too. You know, it's just more help that you're getting, right? And
exactly.
On a specific level. And mm-hmm. So then sometimes it's like once a week, it's whatever they're going through. And just because I read your face once, there's so much more.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, it's just
we can put it all in an hour, you know. But I'm like, okay, what problem are we, what's our intention? What do we really want to achieve? Right now, I am doing a lot of readings for purpose and also life and businesses too. I'm like, okay, how do I use this energy for like better luck? And I'm all about luck, you know? So yeah, for my business. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important, especially like the new year, everyone's like new resolutions or goals. I don't believe in resolutions. I believe in like just taking action every day and moving towards something that you want to achieve. But I think that's a big priority for a lot of individuals that are, what is my purpose? And it's a new year. So everyone's like, well, what is it? What can I do? And I think it goes back to that energy shift of understanding what element we're in, when to push and pull where we're at in that phase of our life, because it's going to look different year to year. And even as the year progresses, things are going to shift. But I love about the whole space clearing, really getting rid of things that no longer serve you, like appreciating it. What's the lady's name? Marie.
Linda.
Yes. Yes. And her show and her book, all of that is about like saying, thank you for being a part of my life. I don't know the exact wording, but yes, just bringing joy to it, that it brought you joy.
That's joy.
Yes, yes, yes. There we go. I couldn't remember. And I love her. But it really goes back to just removing that is not serving you. So more things can come in that are meant for you. And I love that you said you got so many bags for your daughter and being able to now give it back to other people. But being really clear on the intentions that we're setting and that we want to bring into our lives. And how can people start to do that? Especially in the business realm, because I'm sure a lot of individuals listening right now are like, okay, I want to grow my business. I want more abundance. I want things to start to take off maybe. What would that look like when it comes to just clearing our space and being able to focus on the things that we want to achieve in our business?
Okay. So it's about getting centered again and then writing down what it is that you want. Because the universe doesn't know what to give you. And I don't even know what to advise you unless you know what you want. Okay.
Right. Yes.
So, yeah. You know, just really doing an evaluation of like, who am I now? Who do I want to become? And just every single day, maybe just giving yourself 10 minutes to do that, even less sometimes, because, you know, like it'll flow to once you like just start taking the walk, you know, and asking, okay, what's missing in my life right now to feel fulfilled? Mm. And being heart-centered, mm. who do I want to become? And then just writing that down and filtering that, okay, I was this, but that's not me now, right? And a lot of us don't know what we want, and a prep that has helped me is, if I was deserving, what would I want? Earth elements have a hard time knowing that they deserve something. And if you say, if I was deserving, you actually take yourself out of yourself into the third person, and then you may, because I've been asked that question before, and I don't know what I want. Or I'll give like maybe two or three answers, and they're really generic answers that I think I want because if society tells me this, you know, or I compare, or I should want this because my peers are here or whatever, you know. And so getting to your authentic truth. Okay, and you know what, if whoever sees this, if they want to send me a message just with their birthday and the year, I'll tell them what their element is and what year they're supposed to experience, and maybe that will help them in deciding these things too. But giving it, allowing yourself more time to process this and giving yourself permission to do it slowly, where the elements want to do it quickly, you know, but they are moving into their ride the wind year and also their earth year too. And so they need to slow down and like maybe get the answers from other people, and then, oh, you know what? I think that would be nice. And they can experiment and play with that a little bit more instead of like being so focused and goal driven, but like playing more. So if I was deserving, what would I want? And just like writing five things then. And if you can't do five, that's fine. Three's good for that day, you know? And you'll be okay with that. And then maybe the next day you will, you know, like, because it's the things that happen because you prompted it. And then there's another way of knowing or getting to that question is if you rock, or you put your hand on your heart, and then you close your eyes and you say, wouldn't it be nice if? Or wouldn't it be amazing if? If you're a fire element, you're going to want to just say, wouldn't it be amazing if? Because fire was like,
yes.
You know, so for those who are having a hard time knowing that they deserve something, just wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if my relationships were supportive and communicative and trusting? And then just giving yourself five vibrations or five feelings, frequencies that you want. Wouldn't it be nice if my career was more impactful, creative, not so stressful, right? Wouldn't it be nice if my relationship with my husband was this, my mom, my sister, my family, and then letting yourself go through that process?
Yeah.
And then from there, you know, then we can determine where in your face that we can pull that power from, you know, where you've actually always had that power and for you to own it, instead of like giving yourself the disempowering thought or belief that was contradictory to your element, because there's always two sides to everything.
Mm. Right? That's true. Yeah.
And then from there, you can chart somewhat of a roadmap for you to take this next journey. And you can change it at any time.
Oh, I believe it. And it's just, we have free will and everything, but I'm just really curious, was there anything from face readings that you have done that surprised you? Anything that you're like, oh, I didn't even see that coming based off their facial features or anything along those lines? I'm just curious.
You know, nothing really surprises me anymore. I get intrigued and like, oh, you know, and I get more curious and I have more fun. Sometimes like when I see a male, because I don't do as many male readings, that sometimes maybe like is more of a surprise feeling for me. Like if they're a triple earth element, but they have a lot of wood in their face, you know? And then I have to really get straight to the point with them, and so that otherwise they will be like, they think I'm nice and such, and they'll be courteous, but they just totally disregard me. And so I have to get straight to the point, and then I find that out, and then I help them relax, but then they're more open to me. So that's really nice. And then when they actually try, and I won't get an answer until maybe like 1 or 2 years later. And if you know, you told me this, I didn't think that. And then I experimented with it. It was a big game changer. And sometimes it's just, if they can just take away one tool that I recommend for them, which is energy medicine. And you can take this medicine as much as you want. It's not going to hurt you. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Like one of them was tapping. And he's like, I tap all the time. I taught my daughter to tap. oh my gosh, mm-hmm. you know? And so, yeah, that in itself, and then change the frequency, because then when they change the energy, the world changes. But the world isn't how it is, it's how you are. And just going inward for that. And then loving your features. Yeah. And when you alter your features, you can alter the energy. So like, for instance, this one girl, it was a client of mine that came in, and she had the most round hairline. And so the round hairline is the mother's influence of teenage years, and also their ideas of perfectionism. Like, you have this incredible round hairline, you know, which is why I asked you about your mother's relationship, and then how much you validate or like talk to her and stuff like that. Because like, they are our first teachers, you know, and but sometimes like what they say, because of their meaning for you to do better in life, that it can actually really hold you back. When was it effective, and when did it serve, and when did it not serve?
Yeah. Right.
So I had that, and I mentioned it, and she's like, oh, I actually have a widow's peak, but I hated it, and so I shaved it off. I was like, oh, okay, well then, and then when I asked, when I told her about it, it's actually, the widow's peak is your need for creativity, your need to bring love to other people and the performance, because the widow's peak forms the shape of a heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, and where did her energy shift from wanting to bring love to everyone to like more perfectionism and always like knowing that she's not, thinking that she's not enough,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so then it's just something that I presented to her, and I needed to check in a little bit more to see if she wanted that information, because I think that shocked her, you know?
So. Well, that's true, because even when I was thinking about this, and I think I asked you when we were having the session, if people, when they get plastic surgery, if that does alter their personality, which, I mean, it makes sense. I've never had anything done, but it's just curious to like, for other people, where their confidence shifts when they do get any plastic surgery, potentially because they're trying to correct something that they might have not been comfortable with their whole life. Mm-hmm. And how does that also alter? I know you mentioned the lady where...
Yeah, so the nose is one of the biggest ones, because the nose, depending on when they had it, when they were young or old, you know, sometimes people have like a bump here on their nose, and it's actually enhancement. And so the nose is a decade of 40. And so like, if it's like here or here, like, it could affect when they actually really take off in their nose, owning their power. And their 40s is a very young decade. You know, so that the Roman nose is actually a really good thing, you know, but then and they altered it when they were young. Well, then that changed their sense of power and how they take in life. And also their spinal health, if a nose is like maybe crooked or sways or whatever, and they have a lot of back problem, you know what? A nose surgery may be good for them. But if they get it done younger too, it affects their pheromones. And the pheromones is their ability to smell things in regards to attracting the soulmate for them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so these are all things that you have to take into factor, you know? The eyes would be like maybe an area that like a lot of Asians like to have that eyelid done, because like they love the big eyelids, you know? And so I always ask about that. And that would be something that's good, because if like this is pulled up with just a pudding, it will help them with their vision. It would help them with their clarity and knowing their dreams, you know? And so that might be something that is good. And there's always two sides to everything, you know? Right. And so for them to be aware of it, and they can choose, and they can do that dance and have, bring more into harmony. You can bring about anything, like, you can do a reading for anything. Yeah.
I believe it. It's so fascinating to me. Like, I feel like I am learning so much more, even after watching all your videos, having one myself. I had my mom get one, like all of those things, because I'm just always so curious. But yeah. I want to know, how did you even get started in Chinese face readings? Like, what allowed you to start learning about it, or what did that look like? I know part of it was your own health, but how did that formulate and you start actually practicing it?
Yeah, so my first teacher was Jean Hainer. And she does energy clearance, space clearance, and then also face reading. And I heard a podcast from her, and there was just something that stirred in me. And so then I signed up for a class, and it was after the huge colitis flare, and I couldn't work very much. So I was like, I'm gonna go to this class because I can't do anything. If I'm among other healers, you know, I could absorb that, and like that'll help heal me. And that's really what embarked my journey with it. But I knew though at that time that it wasn't something that I was going to make money off of, but just to do like gradually, not like because wood element, I'm the lane changer as well. And I convert everything into like a form of business and such. And so the voices told me, and then also because I know of my metal element that I always want to be on purpose. And metal element does this a lot, okay? Where they always want to be on purpose and seeking their purpose when they're already on purpose. They don't have to. And so like I knew that was close to me, but it was still hard for me to like, you know, just breathe and relax and trust that and allow that to come in. Okay. It's been in, like I said, like 8 to 10 years now, and getting better each time. And each time I have a flare, my strength, and I get better with it, and I know that. So I'm like, can you just please go easier on me? You know. So now I'm really ready to walk into this and really help everyone experience their original self. In Taoist teachings, Chinese medicine teaching, it is for you to return to the self. And there's also sayings in other cultures where know thyself. Mm-hmm. Right? And there's a saying, there's two big days, or like two most important days in your life. One, the day that you were born, and the other, knowing why you were born. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's really what I want to help people now. To experience their original self, love themselves, and then love their features, because that's their superpowers. And they can change it if they want to, you know, but accepting that. And if they don't want to accept it, that's fine too, you know, and just knowing that and then owning it so that they can walk with more authenticity in their element, being in their element.
I love it. I just had to take a second there because I do think everything that you are embodying and putting out there and using your gift to help other people understand their features and really using that as their superpower. Because even after ours, I was like, okay, now I'm really focused on all my features and knowing, okay, how do I move through this year? How do I really step in my power, in my thought leadership and everything else that I'm focused on? Because I know you said like my elements are mostly earth elements, and I believe it was a little bit of metal as well, and you compared it to Brene Brown, and I'm like, oh my god, I love Brene Brown. But just really embodying that vulnerability and stepping into that strength that I have so people can know more about me and my journey. But I think that's what you really embody and empower each individual that you have read. And I know in our group, our networking group, a lot of other women that have had your services and them stepping into their power, them seeing business success. I think it's just such a unique aspect and gift that you have to really help others learn their journey and where they're at so they can just really show up as themselves, have more play and fun, because I think that is really neglected as we get to our adult years because we're so focused on making money and business and life and family that we forget about that inner child. And I think that's just such a beautiful element that you bring into the readings and understanding each of our features. I love it. I think I'm here for it.
So energetically, this next year there's two sides, you know, seasons. There's going to be the world season and your personal season. Your personal season may not correspond to the world season, but it all plays together. So energetically on the world, there's going to be lots of shifts and changes because people are awakening. They won't tolerate something anymore. But the energy really is plenty, progress, and peace. Even though some of these things have to happen, we are going to have more peaceful resolve, or it's going to be resolved quicker than it has been in the past, like World War II and things like that. You know, it's going to happen faster. But if we can all align, because the collective energy won't tolerate that, okay? So there's going to be lots of shifts and lots of solutions for businesses, because we realize that all these problems, and for every problem, there's already a solution. Of Course in Miracles teaches this, you know? And so there's already a solution. So there's going to be more creative solutions, but there is always chaos before the transmutation or the transformation. Okay, so there's going to be the chaos, right? Okay. So those shifts, they're going to be happening faster, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, people, though, it's going to be calling on strength and purpose. We're all being called to do more of our purpose, and a lot of that purpose is living into our joy, being in our joy. Okay? And so strength, and everyone's being called to do their passion, their purpose. And that part of that purpose may be to be a mom. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because the kids are going to bring about change, you know? mm-hmm. yeah, the new generation, the new DNA codes, and right. it's really quite beautiful. But this next year, it's even going to be faster, and it's going to be integration. It really won't settle until maybe like 2 or 3 years later. It's like these new things are being birthed, and all these new opportunities, and people coming into alignment. Yeah.
Yeah. My mind's just blown, because I've been hearing this from so many different people as well, where people are, I think after 2020, when the pandemic was happening, so many people were really starting to find what they're passionate about, or quitting their 9-to-5 jobs and pursuing a business that they've been wanting to, but just never had the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I think it is being really called upon us to focus in on what our purpose is, our passion, because it's for the greater good. It's not just for us. Like, yes, we get to do more things that we love, but we're able to help more people. And I do foresee that the next 2 to 3 years, that huge shift, because now people are shifting, now awakening, and all the work that's being planted to grow in the next few years and see those rewards and see how we're really changing the world, each person at a time, especially you.
Yeah.
But Tui, I've so been enjoying this conversation. I feel like I could talk to you for more hours, but I will respect that time.
Well, I'm going to be doing my forecast for the next energy for each year within the next couple of weeks. And so that should be up soon. And that'll be up on my YouTube channel and then like on my email so that they can quickly just click on it. But these are very generic, like 2-3 minute like synopsis of like the themes in it, and maybe suggestions and some books that may help them with the connection with people and their resources. And so that's going to be coming up very soon though for this next year. And my new year is not January 1st. It's not Chinese New Year's. It's actually February 4th. It's a time called In Bulk, which is a midway point between the winter solstice and spring equinox. And so that's when energy really starts to stir. And that's why the groundhog comes up every year on February 2nd. It's because the animals know. Nature knows. We just don't know. We forgot.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Got a lot to learn. Yeah. But thank you so much, Tui, for coming on today. Where can people find you? I know you have everything will be on your website, but if you could let us know that, and we'll link everything below as well.
So my main website is soyouboutique.net, and I'm working on my new one, which is tuidom.com. And on Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest, I'm under soyouboutique. And then on TikTok, I'm Spiritual Ninja Tui.
Love it. Well, thank you again, Tui, for just sharing your beautiful gift with us. I can't wait to see how many more people you're able to help understand what their purpose is based off of their features. It's just an amazing concept. But I so appreciate you coming on and just sharing your beautiful energy with us today.
Thank you. May you feel blessed and abundant.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below what was the biggest takeaway from today, and we'll see you on the next episode.